The Youth's Instructor, December 13, 1894. Words to the Young. Wherefore he is able also to save them to the uttermost that come unto God by him, seeing he ever liveth to make intercession for them. Christ received into glory, made higher than the heavens, holy, harmless, and undefiled, ever liveth to make intercession for us. We can say with Job, I know that my Redeemer liveth. Christ identifies his interests with those of suffering humanity. Many who claim to be Christians have advanced the idea that the Lord, through Christ, has redeemed us, and that having given his life for us, he then left us to make our way the best we can, to wrestle amid temptation and perils, and to meet alone the assaults of a cruel and relentless foe. Nevertheless, we must overcome and perfect a Christian character. The Lord who made the world has not left it to run itself. He manages its affairs by his almighty power. The same God who so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish but have everlasting life, has not left the purchase of the blood of Christ to the mercy of the adversary of God and man. Having given to the world the best gift of heaven, he gave heaven itself. The love and benevolence of God have not ceased. His mercy is still directed toward the fallen children of Adam. Through every age, through every hour, the love of God has been exercised toward the world, notwithstanding the perversity of men. And when the fullness of time had come, deity was glorified by pouring upon the world a flood of healing grace that was never to be obstructed or withdrawn till the plan of salvation was fulfilled. The Lord has set before the world an open door, and no man can shut it. God so loved the world that, having given his Son, who was equal with himself, he could not withhold heaven itself. Having given the greatest gift, he could not withhold that which was less. He that spared not his own Son, but delivered him up for us all, how shall he not with him also freely give us all things? God commendeth his love toward us, in that, while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. Much more then, being now justified by his blood, we shall be saved from wrath through him. For if, when we were enemies, we were reconciled to God by the death of his Son, much more, being reconciled, we shall be saved by his life. God so loved the world that he would not suffer it to remain possible for it to be said that he could have given us more, or manifested for the human family a greater measure of love. He knew that the great manifestation of love, displayed in the life and death of the Son of God, would awaken the fiercest jealousy on the part of Satan. The gift of Christ to the world was beyond computation, and no power could compete with God by giving a gift that would bear any comparison to the value of heaven's best treasure. The greatness of this gift was to furnish men with a theme of thanksgiving and praise that would last through time and through eternity. Having given his all in Christ, God lays claim to the heart, mind, soul, and strength of man. Looking upon the treasure which God has provided in the full and complete gift of Christ, we can exclaim, "Herein is love." Christ Jesus has said, "My sheep hear my voice, and I know them, and they follow me, and they shall never perish, neither shall any man pluck them out of my hand." Unless his followers choose to leave him, he will hold them fast. Having given his life for the sinner in order that he might redeem him, he now provides for him the Holy Spirit, that he may have a comforter to abide with him forever. What is the work of the Holy Spirit? Jesus says, "The Comforter, which is the Holy Ghost, whom the Father will send in my name, he shall teach you all things, and bring all things to your remembrance, whatsoever I have said unto you. I will pray the Father, and he shall give you another Comforter, that he may abide with you forever, even the Spirit of truth, whom the world cannot receive, because it seeth him not, neither knoweth him. But ye know him, for he dwelleth with you, and shall be in you. I will not leave you comfortless, I will come to you. It is expedient for you that I go away, for if I go not away, the Comforter will not come unto you. But if I depart, I will send him unto you." The Holy Spirit is to be continually present with the believer. We have need more carefully to consider the fact that the Comforter is to abide with us. If we individually comprehended this truth, we should never feel alone. When assailed by the enemy, when overwhelmed by temptation, we are to repose our faith in God, for we have His pledged word that we are never to be left to battle alone. Every soul pardoned of sin is precious in His sight, more precious than the whole world. It has been purchased at infinite cost, and Christ will never abandon the soul for whom He has died. The soul may leave Him and thus be overwhelmed with temptation, but Christ can never turn from one for whom He has paid the ransom of His own life.